To our love belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful. Oh, the oceans wide, the mountains high, the animals. Looking at the sky, so many million miles over space and time, there is only one God. From a treetop, watch the sun star through a dewdrop. There is only one God.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Dear viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the third episode of the series Path to Salvation. In the previous two episodes, I furnished the reason why I decided to present this piece of work for you. And also, we got into the concept of the original sin, which is held by Christianity, which goes against the concept of the original forgiveness, which is held by Islam. Basically, we're talking about salvation here. We're talking about being cleansed from our sins, how we earn it. In Islam, how it can be earned in Christianity. We're comparing between the two. But indeed, in order to understand that end, we must go back to the beginning, at the beginning of history, the story of Adam and Eve, Adam wa Hawa, our father and our mother, and what happened to them in the garden. The fact that they were commanded to dwell in this garden, and they were also given the permission to eat from all the trees except one tree. And in a way, they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they ate from the tree from which they were not supposed to eat. As a result of this, they became sinners. Now, in Islam, we teach that Adam and Eve repented. They actually felt the extreme once it comes to regretfulness, which is one of the pillars which is required in your tawbah. النَّدَمُ التَّوْبَةُ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ التَّوْبَةُ هِيَ النَّدَمُ. That when you regret the wrongdoing is in a way repentance. Add to this the fact that they confessed their sins. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. We made a mistake, O Allah. We're sorry. We feel we made a mistake. We committed a sin. And we're hoping in your forgiveness and in your mercy. And indeed, if it is not of both of those, the forgiveness and the mercy are not bestowed upon us, we will be amongst the losers. As a result of this, as a matter of fact, the Quran teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who taught them these words. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance. But yet they have to come down to earth to basically go through another test. So this is what we call in Islam the original forgiveness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, is a forgiving God, is a forgiving Ilah. Now, once it came to Christianity, they teach something different. They teach that Adam and Eve committed the sin. So we agree there. But they never mention the fact that they regretted their doing, the wrong doing. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. They never did. And as a result of this, they actually passed on that sin to their offspring. And this is what is meant by the doctrine of the original sin. Listen, they believe that children come out of the womb of the mother, sinners, which really, in a way, it shows unrealistic. That baby that comes out of the womb is a sinner. I know this may hurt some of the feelings of some Christians, but this is the reality. In a way, you're saying that baby who did not even say a word, did not commit any of the acts, is a sinner because he inherited this from his ancestors. Indeed, this is a wrong concept, and we say this with respect. We're just trying to clarify the facts. Look, Islam teaches us something different. Islam teaches us that كل مولود حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه والحديث في صحيح البخاري كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn is born on the فطرة, which is Islam. Is born free from sins, and this child is not held accountable until the child reaches the age of puberty, which we call, as jurists in Islam, sin al-takleef. Now, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned fi hadith, which is fi sahih Muslim as well, hadith Iyad ibn Himar al-Mujashi'i radiyallahu an, that I have created all my servants hunafa. Inni khalaqtu ibadi kullahum hunafa. Ala tawheed yani. They actually have tawheed. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ جَاءَتْهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينَ فَاجْتَالَتْهُمْ. Then Satan came and turned them away from that state of purity, the state of tawheed, the state of goodness, which they came into this world with it. So Islam refutes the concept of the original sin. Islam condones the concept or the doctrine of the original forgiveness, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was merciful, was also forgiving to our father and mother, Adam and Eve, and he accepted their repentance. Now, Islam does not dismiss the fact that we become sinners in the course of our lives. As a matter of fact, you read verses in the Quran that talks about muttaqin, muhsinin, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they sin. Listen to this verse. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. I don't have to translate or give the meanings of these verses, but very quickly, Allah spoke about those people to be righteous and pious, to be muhsineen, actually, which is the highest level in the religion. منزلة الإحسان, المحسن هذا. But at the same time, look at the next verse. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Ya Allah, amazing. They are muhsineen, they are muttaqeen, and yet possibly they commit a fahisha. والفاحشة في اللغة عند أهل التفسير الزنا ومقدماته. And fahisha, the word fahisha in the Quran or in the Sunnah, when the people explain it, it means adultery and what leads to adultery. شوف, look. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described those people to be muttaqeen, righteous, pious, muhsineen, huh? Which is the highest level, Islam, Iman, Ihsan, yet they may end up committing a fahisha, meaning adultery, or the what leads to adultery. But look at the attribute here. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads them to ask for forgiveness. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِدُنُوبِهِمْ. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who else can forgive sins but Allah? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not insist on the sin. So here we do not have to believe that we inherited, like Christians teach, we inherited the original sin. There is no need for that. Listen, we are sinners. كُلُّ ابْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّى. All the children of Adam are sinners. But the best of them are those who repent. وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صحيح مسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: By the one in whose hand my soul is, والذي نفسي بيده, لو لم تذنبوا, if you do not sin, لذهب الله بكم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will sweep you, will take you, and will bring other people who sin. Again, I want to warn the viewers, this is not an invitation to sin. هذا الحديث ليس بدعوة للذنب إنك تذنب. No, absolutely not. It opens the gate of hope that if you are a sinner, do not despair from the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وهذا فحوى قول الله تعالى. And this is what is meant by Allah سبحانه وتعالى saying, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Tell my servants, O Muhammad, who transgressed, who committed a lot of sins. Subhanallah, servants of Allah who transgressed, and yet Allah still called them servants of His. يا عبادي, قل يا عبادي, my servants who transgressed, despair not from the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all sins. So in Islam, we do not condone the doctrine of original sin, that we inherited the sins of our father Adam and Eve. Rather, we believe that we are sinners, but at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, He forgiven our father and mother, He also forgives us any time that we commit sins. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let's take a short break and we'll be right back with another segment of the third episode, Path to Salvation. I leave you in the care of Allah. Don't go away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful.
We're still at the dentist clinic. Dr. Ashraf is our host. Dr. Ashraf, now you have the patient, and we've been talking about the sterilization and the care for the tools, either the disposables and the non-disposables. And one of the very important, most advanced tools for the dentist is the microscope.
And one of these things is very important, that we can take this image and we can freeze it so that my patient can join me and discuss with me the different treatment options that we have.
Being exposed to burn is considered to be a catastrophe, and some people would have the burn at home, some others would be exposed to it in the streets and at work as a factory or other places. And learning how to deal with the burn and how to manage the case, either going to the doctor or just to manage it as an emergency and then going to a specialized person to deal with it, is a mandatory for all of us.
This is one of the most dangerous causes of burn, because I'm not only exposed to the heat, I'm exposed to smokes. These smokes may aid to the injury of the skin.
Are you looking for a way to recharge your hearts, or to get you back on track in your obedience to Allah? Or maybe you're looking for a program to remind you of your duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here on Living Hearts, we'll be working together as a nation, helping each other to remain firm in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Saturday, live on Huda TV, you will have a chance to learn your deen, and at the same time, listen to real life stories that will make your heart shake. Every believer needs a place to turn. And inshallah, we can all turn to living hearts.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers, welcome back to Path to Salvation. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we're comparing the concept of salvation in Christianity with the concept that is held by Islam. Like I mentioned at the very beginning of the series, Christians hold the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down in the body of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, and he was crucified and killed for the sins of humanity. And all what you have to do is to believe in this formula. With this, you earn salvation. Now, in Islam, it's totally different. You have to do certain things in order to earn your salvation. And before I go into refuting the issue or the case of crucifixion, which is for a Christian, by the way, is absurd, I understand, because the whole religion of Christianity is established on the fact that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus was crucified. And I know for a Muslim to make that statement you, as if you're stabbing the Christian in the guts, basically. That is why I invite my brothers and sisters in Islam who present this issue to Christians to do it in a kind and nice way. And I hope I'm acting like one. I'm not just saying things that I'm not doing myself. I'm actually calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about that into my heart and also into my tongue so that I would present these facts to Christians in a kind and nice way. Like I said before the break, the fact that they believe that someone who is sinful, which is Allah really, coming down in a body of Isa alayhi salam to be killed for the sins of humanity, this in a way drove them to change something that was not even condoned by the Jews, in a way. The Jews do not believe in the original sin. They do not. Because the Old Testament clearly does not teach that. It's something that was introduced by Christians to justify the need for that formula. In Islam, we're a little bit different. We believe, listen, that we are sinners, but we were not born sinners. We are born clear, clean. We do not have any affection or any basically thing that is inherited by us because of our ancestors. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَزِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَزِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And this is actually but what was taught. أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحْفِ مُوسَى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَزِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. So these are the teachings of Musa alayhi salam, of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that you do not inherit the sin of someone else, in a way. And this is what Islam. So Islam really condones what has been taught from Adam until basically Isa, because we believe that Isa never taught this in a way. But Christians made up that formula of the original sin, the doctrine of the original sin, in order to justify the need for someone to be killed, to be crucified. And in a way also they started using textual evidence from the Old Testament where, for example, Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to sacrifice one of his sons. They said, look, the atonement has been always blood from the beginning of time. They bring up the story of the two sons of Adam, Cain and Abel, and the fact that they had to offer a sacrifice and so forth. Listen, sacrificing or blood is one of the acts of worship, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed upon the Muslims from Adam alayhi salam until us. Every Eid we offer a sacrifice, al-qurbani or al-udhiya. It's an act of worship. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. Say, my salah, my prayer, and my nusuk. Nusuk al huwa sacrificing. وَمَحْيَايَ and my life and my death. وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. So, dear viewers, I don't want you to get confused here because we're going somewhere with this. We are talking about the original sin. The doctrine of original sin, which is held by Christianity, we counter this in Islam by the original forgiveness, that Allah forgives all the sins. Allah forgives. We are sinners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins if you do certain things. Now, in Christianity, they said, in order for you to earn atonement, or to basically be cleansed from your sins, you have to believe in the formula that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down in the body of His Son, in the flesh, in order to be crucified for your sins. Easy going. Now, for us as Muslims, what is the concept? What do you have to do to be cleansed from your sins? بإذن الله تعالى, I based the whole thing on a beautiful work made by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. طيب الله ثراه. He mentioned that there are 10 means, 10 ways to get your sins expiated. And inshallah, throughout the course of the series, I will explain each one of them individually. But let me sum them up quickly, because in the formula of the crucifixion with Christianity to cleanse yourself from your sins comes in 10 ways to expiate your sins in Islam. Four of them, four of the ten, were indeed basically decreed upon us or imposed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of which is the afflictions and the calamities which we endure in this world. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is very important. Any calamity which befalls you in this world, it does expiate your sins. And remember, I will detail this, inshallah, throughout the course of the series. This is number one. But what if you died while you still have sins in your books? Then comes in the punishment in the grave. Being punished in the grave as a Muslim, it does actually expiate your sins. Enduring some punishment in the grave, in a way, it does expiate your sins. But what if you rise from beneath the ground and you're still a sinner? You still have sins in your books. Then the anxiety and fear and certain punishments which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a Muslim endure in the day of reckoning will expiate the sins. The atmosphere, the environment of the day of resurrection is very scary. Beside, there are certain people who will be punished until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes judgment in the day of resurrection. And what if you still have sins? Then the hellfire for a while. But as long as you believed in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and you fulfilled its conditions, not just said it. You see, La ilaha illallah, like they say, it's a key to Jannah. But the key must have teeth, ridges. And this is what Wahb ibn Munabbih said. If you have a key without teeth, it will not open Jannah. And we're going to shed light on the condition of La ilaha illallah. By the virtue of La ilaha illallah, which you fulfilled its conditions, you will be taken out of the hellfire and placed into Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, that we go to Jannah without reckoning and without punishment. But those are three: calamity, afflictions in this world; two, punishment in the grave; three, punishment in the day of resurrection. comes in number four, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive you without anything. Hadith al-Najwa, Hadith ibn Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon his servant, you remember on this day you committed that sin, and you remember on that day you committed that sin, I veiled you in the dunya, and today I will forgive it for you. So those are four. Three now, you must do. Asking for forgiveness, doing tawbah, doing righteous deeds. Those are seven. And three are granted to you by others. The deeds which others do for you, like your child making dua for you, the believers making dua for you, or the intercession of the believers, or the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those are 10 means, which inshallah I will detail each one of them individually throughout the course of the series. But like in Islam, you sin, but here is 10 ways to get your sins taken care of. In Christianity, they say you sin, and the only way for your sins to be cleansed, and the only way for you to earn atonement, is the belief in the formula of the crucifixion of Isa, the so-called, of course, crucifixion of Isa alayhi as-salam. With this, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have concluded three episodes, which in a way an introduction to the whole series. The next episode, inshallah, I will begin talking about the concept of salvation in Christianity. I will talk about the so-called crucifixion and the fact that Isa alayhi salam cannot be divine, he cannot be Allah, and refute this in a very respectful way, inshallah, very kind way. We're just trying to clarify things for people. At the end of the day, we believe that only Allah guides. Our intention is not at all to hurt the feelings of anybody. Do not miss the next episode of Path to Salvation, where we will talk about the concept of salvation in Christianity and the view of Islam regarding it. Till then, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful. Oh, the oceans wide, the mountains high, the animals. Looking at the sky, so many million miles over space and time, there is only one God. From a treetop watch the sun stop, through a dewdrop, there is only one God. There is only one God. Praise be to Him. My life is His. Glory be to Him. La ilaha illallah.